This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some vacation time in from the night show, DJGA.
Hi.
So, who's trying to buy a professional sports team? What's
Man,
going on?
The power couple, J-Lo and A-Rod. They're trying to buy the Mets. And actually, they tried to buy them before.
The Mets. Why didn't A-Rod play for the Yankees?
Yeah, but
is this just a power play?
This is a power play.
And, did you think he played the Mets one day and said, one day I'm going to buy you. I'm going to buy you one day.
No.
Now he's doing it?
No. Nah, I just think it's a great business adventure.
Is it now?
Yeah, I would think so.
I would be weary to invest in a sports team right now, given the state of the world. Because you can't have the fans coming in. You're probably lacking in a lot of revenue right now. But it also might be a good time to invest because they're probably wanting to get out. They're on sale.
They're on sale.
Sports teams are on sale.
Let me see how much the... I think you tell who... What sports team would you buy?
I would probably go with an NFL team or an NBA team, one of the two.
Right. Well,
those are the two big ones. NBA probably because NBA could go international. I mean, NBA you can take to any country around the world and sell. Anyway.
Actually, yeah.
You could take it. You could take the team, the franchise, and go anywhere if you wanted to.
That is actually true.
I would take NBA, I think.
Well,
NFL second. But that's only big in America, really.
True. That is true.
Because NFL, nobody cares about the Green Bay Packers in Beijing, China.
Yeah.
There's probably a select few, but...
Football.
Right.
You know?
It's kickball over there. Literal football.
Well, guess how much they want to... They're trying to buy the team for.
How much?
$2 billion.
Two Bs?
Yeah, two.
All
right. Well, actually, the Wilpon family, which owns the Mets, they're asking for $2.5 billion. Last time J-Lo and A-Rod tried to buy it, they came with $1.5, and they're like, nah, we want $2.5. Not billion, billion.
So they're coming back with two hard? I'd come back with $1.8 billion.
Well,
maybe $1.7 billion.
Well, but they added some people to their actual... it's not just them. They have a buyer's group, basically, and has some big names in it, like Brian Urlacher, Joe Thomas.
Oh, Brian Urlacher's
in it? Yeah, Bradley Beal. So they brought a owner's group together so they can make this happen.
How much say does J-Lo have in any of this, do you think? Does she even care? Is she just like, whatever you want to do?
Well, no, actually, they say she's...
Or is she a big... Is she involved with it a lot?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, wow. You know, it's actually, you know, J-Lo is an alpha female all the way.
That's true.
All the way. A-Rod just be like, let's go, baby. She's like, let's go. You know, I could see... You dating J-Lo, she's like, what we doing?
Right?
like you know, she's not playing around. And which is cool, you know?
J-Lo and A-Rod could be owning an MLB team soon.
But $2.5 billion.
Wow.
Let me hold some.
Allie's taking the week for vacation, burning some time. DJGA from The Night Show is in. I'm a little scared to do something today.
Uh-oh. What is a grown man scared to do?
A grown man is still, even though I've called the Diggers hotline. You were here earlier this week when I called the Diggers hotline. I'm digging in my backyard and I'm terrified to dig. I'm always scared that I'm going to hit something. Always. Because I see it on the news. I know it could happen. And I know they're so insistent on know what's below before you dig. Gotta call 811. I've always heard that ever since when I first owned a house. My dad called me. He was like, anytime you're going to dig anything into your yard, call the Diggers hotline. I go, what if I know there's nothing there? Doesn't matter. Call them. I have this fear instilled in me for some reason.
The Diggers hotline. Hotline.
The Diggers hotline, man.
I've never heard of
that. You've never heard of it before?
No.
811. You can call it before you dig a hole. Or if you have to dig anything in your yard.
How deep?
What they have, I think anything below like 2 or 3 inches. There's a threshold for sure. But what they do is they notify all the utility companies. This 811. They call like Spectrum. They'll call AT&T. They'll call We Energies. They'll call anybody that has something underground.
Okay.
Electrical, gas, water, anything like that. They'll come out and they'll tell you where it is. And they'll mark it with like colored spray paint on your yard so you know not to dig there because you'll hit a power line, you'll hit a gas line, you'll hit something.
Okay.
It's just to let them know so that you don't screw up their operations and knock people out of power, and it helps you so you don't electrocute yourself and kill yourself if you start digging.
I mean, that makes sense, but
yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
You never heard of that before?
Yeah, I've owned a house, and I've never...
If you're just digging a little bit, like just pulling back some grass on the very surface,
right,
and you're using your hand, that's one thing. Like, you don't need to call the Diggers hotline because you're doing very small amounts and you're going to feel something with your hand, like a trowel or a little shovel. But if you're doing like some heavy business, like I'm digging some drain ditch in my backyard because I got water collecting by my house. If you don't know this, if you're a homeowner, you don't want any water around the foundation of your house. It's not
good.
Not
on the foundation, right?
No. So I got to have it going away from my house. I got a gutter issue. So I'm going to dig it under the ground, this little tube that'll carry it to the bottom of my yard where there's more water can go.
So you got to
down to the sewer.
So you're digging like a moat.
Yes, like a kind of a moat, but it doesn't go completely around my house. I'm digging like a reservoir or maybe an inlet. I don't know. I don't know what I'm digging. Maybe a little river. It's a tunnel, essentially, but I'm still scared to dig. I don't know why. Like, I have this irrational fear of putting a shovel in the ground and still accidentally hitting something, being like, but you said it was okay.
And the whole neighborhood loses power.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's irrational, but it's definitely, I can understand why you're fearful of it.
Once I start, I'll be okay. I'll be like, it's going to be fine. No problem. But still, there's something in my head that's like, I'm a little scared to dig because I've heard all these horror stories. I've just notified all the utility companies that I'm going to be digging in my backyard.
I'm kind of like, hey, like when you call, be like, hey, yeah, I'm finna do some digging in my backyard. I've just never, hey, man, hey, what you doing, GA? Yeah, man, I'm about to call the Diggers Hotline.
I'm just going to call 811.
Like, what?
Can you dig it? Life's a garden. Yo, it's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Triggs and Allie, 6:55.
That's
DJ,
right.
DJ GA in for Allie from The Night Show, who will have a Throwback Thursday mix tonight at 7 o'clock. You got requests for the Throwback Thursday mix. Can they text those to you? Do you mind?
Yeah. 414-799-1037.
Yeah, we read those texts. We get them right here. The Wisconsin State Fair may be canceled. However, they're still doing the fair food drive-through, baby. So you can still get your fair food fix, which this is really a cool idea. If you haven't heard about it, that the fair's been doing, they're doing 4 weeks of it.
Yeah.
You get the full list of all the vendors and everything is up right now at 1037kissfm.com. GA, you did this where you just kind of rolled up. You get to drive on the Milwaukee Mile.
Yes.
And then you actually go into the state fair driving on the road in the state fair. And you just roll up to the vendor and walk up.
Like, what's happening? And they're like, oh, what's good? And you know what? And it's crazy. Everybody's so nice. And it sounds crazy to say, like, yeah, why wouldn't they? But it's just, they're so, hey, oh, you're right this way. You go, you're like, well, thank you. Like, it's
very informative as far as where to go.
Yeah, but just even the energy that they bring out there was super cool. I was like, well, actually, this is actually pretty nice.
Hell yeah. It starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Then it's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So we get the full lineup of everything that'll be there. All your fair favorites. You want your corn dogs. You want your cream puffs. You want your deep fried stuff.
If you want your pretzel.
The pretzel.
Yeah. I want the pretzel.
I want Rupina's stuffing balls out there. Bad. Those are my jam, man.
I don't want stuffing balls.
You don't want the stuffing balls?
Not at all.
Send them over here to me.
Pause.
One day, Maria Rupina, who owns it, came in one day, and she brought us a whole tray of them, dude.
Smashed them, didn't you?
Smashed the whole thing easily. Mm. And I drank the thing of gravy afterwards.
How many calories are in that? Like a true American.
As many as it takes is the answer to that.
Hey, let me tell you something.
As many as it takes.
Okay. Just drinking gravy does not sound appealing to me. I'm just sorry.
That's all right.
You can dip it in the gravy. Now, that sounds good, but drink the gravy?
Got to drink it afterwards. Like, pour it in a mug, a nice ceramic mug. Hold it with, like, the handle side out.
And you toast it. You got to toast.
Right. Oh, cheers to gravy. That's right.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some vacation time this week. DJ GA from The Night Show in her place. What's going on? Who found happiness and complete bliss after retirement? Peace.
The one, the only, Cameron Diaz. Hey, Cameron.
What happened to Cameron Diaz?
I guess she...
I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah. She retired, what did they say, 2018?
Okay.
I was like, I thought when they said she retired, I thought she retired a long time ago, but it's only 2018. That wasn't too long ago, but she says she found peace already.
Yeah.
And she got married to... Benji, what's his name?
Benji Madden from Good Charlotte.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay. So she says she found peace and hold on. I want to make sure I say this right.
Yeah, go ahead.
She says she found peace and inner peace that, you know, that you guys might not really understand. And I was like, I don't understand how you wouldn't understand inner peace. Like, you know, just being at peace with yourself.
I think it's a piece of having a lot of money from movies that you've done that have been very successful and knowing that you have the access to do whatever you need and want and don't have to worry about working. It's hard to explain. I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Oh,
because she's made enough money that she can be all right. She can just buy a house and just chill. She wants to travel, she can travel.
Right.
She wants to go out to eat, go out to eat. You want to sleep for a month in your house and do nothing? Do nothing for a month.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When you could do whatever you want, I feel like that is inner peace.
Yeah.
Like when you could do whatever you want and don't have to worry, you'll find inner peace real quick because you kind of realize that you can do what you want. I think money isn't everything.
Nope.
But it gives you choices, man.
It gives you access.
And
it gives you a lot of privilege, too, to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's funny. She said she had to learn to be self-sufficient again because being with the Hollywood elite, like, you know, she was waiting on hand and foot. But if you got a lot of money, you don't really need to. You are self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
Hey, whether you do it or you pay somebody to do it, you are self-sufficient, man.
Right. Cameron Diaz. Says she found inner peace by retiring on her millions.
What was your favorite movie from her?
Cameron Diaz, probably The Mask or Something About Mary.
Yeah, Something About Mary. One of my favorites of all time.
But she also voiced Fiona in Shrek, the Shrek movies.
Oh, she was good in that, too.
Yeah.
She was good in that. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, A little crush on Cameron Diaz.
Good for her.
A little crush on Cameron Diaz. That's cool.
And you know, her she's married to, what was it? You said Benji Madden?
Yep.
His brother, Joel Madden, is married to Nicole Richie. You know that?
I didn't even know that. How do you know that?
I know because Allie talks about the Hollywood Dirt all the time.
You remember that type of stuff.
See, I remember that stuff. Yeah. Right. DJ GA is in from the night show, filling in for Allie this week. She's burning some vacation time.
A little vacation time.
All right, I need to know if this is cheating.
Yeah.
And there's other things you can say that might be cheating, might not be cheating. 414-799-1037.
The love doctor is all ears.
So let's say my wife and I. Right? We've been married for almost 10 years now.
10 years.
And probably as of the last 3 or 4 years, have really, you know, caught on to some pretty awesome shows on Netflix. And sometimes her and I will start watching a show together. Like, let's take even a show that isn't on Netflix, like This Is Us on NBC.
Okay.
You familiar with the show This Is Us?
I'm familiar.
All right. So it's a show that my wife and I both love to watch together. However, sometimes one of us is busy
and
on the night of the show. And I will end up watching the show ahead of her and getting 2 or 3 episodes ahead. And she is obviously a little bit upset. It's like, well, what are you watching without me for? And like, I thought we were watching the show together. I thought this was like a thing we were going to do together. Is it cheating to start watching a show ahead of your significant other? Or maybe if they fall asleep. She does it to me all the time because I'll fall asleep during a show and my wife will just start binging ahead of me. She did it with 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. We started watching it. I fell asleep in like the second episode because I was tired.
Not because
I was bored, I was tired.
She binged
all the way through and I was like, what the hell? So I understand her betrayal, her feelings of betrayal, because when you get into that pack to watch a show together and then the other person goes ahead, it's like knowing what happens at the end of the movie. You're spoiling it, I feel like. And it's no longer a together thing. Now it's a me thing and I got to catch up to you. Is it cheating to watch a show ahead of your significant other?
All right.
Is that cheating, GA?
Let the love
Is that
doctor.
Cheating? 414-799-1037. You can call or text. Is that cheating?
All right. The love doctor is here.
Please tell me.
And I'm going to have to say it's cheating.
Is it really?
It is cheating.
Why?
Because you guys started watching it together. So therefore it falls into the realm of you this is a together thing. It's an unwritten rule. If you start watching a series together, you watch it together, man.
Well, now it's a written rule because you said it on the radio.
It is a written rule. You know, if you and your boo start watching something together, you know, hey, I'm about to start it. Wait, pause it. Because when you pause in the show to go get food and then come back, that's a together thing.
That is a sign of respect.
Yes.
I'll do that, too.
Yes.
I will do that. I will pause if you're getting up to use the bathroom or something. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll get
so
that.
If you're sneaking, watching the show without her, you know it's wrong.
Yeah. I did it. I told you. I've done it. And she's done it, too. We've both done it. So it is cheating. It is.
It's like going to get food without your significant other. It's cheating.
Wait, what? Going to get food without your significant other, that's cheating?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Cheating.
What do you mean? So you go out to eat and get something to eat without your significant other, that's cheating?
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
It is.
How? In
you
what planet?
What are you talking about? So what's your favorite restaurant?
Let's say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, right? Yeah. So let's say, you know, you go to get some Taco Bell.
Yes.
And you don't call the wife and be like, hey, I'm getting some Taco Bell. You want something? And you just come back and you're eating Taco Bell and you didn't get her nothing? She's not upset with you?
Well, I don't know. Now that you say it like that.
Yes, you don't go eat. Look.
But if I'm hungry, I need to eat when I'm hungry. I'm not going to wait for you. It's not my responsibility to wait around and keep up with your hunger. I have to take care of myself first.
Oh,
that's like
God.
Securing your oxygen mask before you securing others' oxygen masks.
That is blasphemy.
I have to feed myself first.
You don't.
If I'm hungry.
How long you been married?
10 years almost.
And that's been working for you?
I guess. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know.
Like there's memes about, look, hey, girls don't even cheat anymore. They say, I just go eat without them.
No, like, and I wouldn't be offended if my wife went and ate without me. I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't.
I'd be a little upset.
Is it cheating? Are there other things that are kind of like this that are cheating that you feel bad when you do with your significant other?
I'm just saying. Like you don't necessarily go, especially if you're going to one of the favorite restaurants. You go to, yeah, I went to, oh my gosh.
414-799-1037.
You're sleeping on the couch there, buddy.
Right. Come on. DJ GA from
yes,
The Night Show,
yeah.
Who's in this morning filling in for Allie. She's burning some vacation time this
burning.
Week. And we're talking about cheating. All right.
The love doctor is here.
Now, apparently, watching a show ahead of your significant other when you're already focused on watching the show together, that is apparently cheating, according to
TA
and some people.
Cheating.
And then it's spun into this topic about eating without your significant other.
Cheating.
Which apparently is cheating. This is news to me.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know this.
Man,
no.
You better not go eat without your significant other.
Ryan is on the phone in Racine. Ryan.
Yeah, so eating without your significant other is cheating.
Yes.
But that's only for the male. Now, if the woman wants to get food, it's not cheating because we're men and we can take care of ourselves. That's at least according to my wife.
You know what?
That's she rolls.
That is true. I will concede that, yeah, because, you know, women, oh, you know, it was with my girlfriends. Oh, I got hungry. You know, as men, we're, you know, like he said, we can take care of ourselves.
So why are we then cheating when we take care of ourselves like that?
It's the double standard. It's the world we live in.
Yep.
I didn't
yep.
make the rules. And I just followed.
I refuse to live in that world.
Cheating is also with the TV show, though, too.
Yeah,
okay.
The TV show is definitely cheating. And that goes both ways.
I yell that all the time for it.
It does go both ways.
Hey,
it does.
Now, here's the thing. Have you ever lied and be like, oh, no, I didn't. And you watch the episode with them. and then you get caught because you already. You did watch it. My bad.
See, the problem is I always forget to go back into the Netflix, and I forget to go back and click the
episode. Oh, and it shows. Why did it say resume episode 4? We were on 3 last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on, Ryan.
Get caught up.
Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate you listening.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's get some ladies' opinions because it is just two dudes this morning.
It is two dudes.
Two dudes. Jolene is in Lake Geneva. Represent Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
So eating without your significant other, is that cheating?
Cheating.
No.
Thank you.
Absolutely not.
It's not?
No, because you might be in two different places, and that's one of your favorite restaurants, and you're in the area, and you go and have something to eat. It's not like you're meeting someone there. You're just eating.
No, what? Now,
eating is not cheating.
Wait. How? Eating is not cheating.
Eating is not cheating.
Well, let me ask you the question. How far away are you? Are you talking about an hour, 30 minutes? How far?
Oh, it could be 30 minutes. Could be 15 minutes.
Cheating.
What, you're going to draw like
cheating.
What's going on during the day and
cheating
somewhere else and you're there and you say, oh, that's my favorite restaurant. I think I'm going to go get a bite. I'm hungry.
It's
Jolene, I'm with you. That's not cheating.
Well,
no way.
It's not cheating for her because she's the woman.
But it's cheating for you.
We just established the criteria.
That's not the fact.
What? That's not a fact.
You guys, cheating to me is meeting someone there or... Without your husband.
Yes.
Without your husband meeting someone else there. Just to go eat, you're just eating.
Yep.
No.
See? It's just eating. It's not
it's
cheating.
It's not eating cheating. Is cheating.
Yeah, you're just eating.
Eating is cheating.
Jolene, thank you for calling, and we appreciate you listening this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jolene.
We're talking to Precious in Milwaukee.
Precious, what's happening, Milltown?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, Precious. Now, you say eating without your significant other is 100% cheating.
It is 100% cheating because me and my husband, we get into a show, I feel like, during the quarantine.
Right.
This is like a date, you know. Get on Netflix, find you a good series. It is definitely cheating.
Oh, I try to tell him.
It's like a bond, you know, something you can get into.
You can't do it.
Are you talking about the shows or the eating or both?
Both. Mm-hmm. My husband loves Cooper Hawks and Winery, and if okay. I go there and I come home without the food, he what? Will be like, I'm starving. So I think that's not unfair. It's not fair for one person to get food. You have to feed your family. You got to feed your husband.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think
eating is cheating.
We're putting food up on this pedestal that I didn't even know existed.
But it's not really about the food. It's about the emotional bond you have with your one another. This is the thing that you do together. You know what I'm saying?
You eat together.
It's the type of stuff that make relationships stronger.
The little things account.
It does, man.
All right, I disagree. If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. I don't care.
You know, it's one thing to make a bologna sandwich and you want one. No, I'm good. But if you out there, you at the winery and you don't bring her home nothing?
Well, I would maybe bring her something. But I'm going to eat on my way there. This is like if I go and get McDonald's from the drive-thru, I'm 100% going to eat at least 50% of the fries before I get home.
I mean, that's a rite of passage.
That's a rite of passage.
Come on. You can
do that. Because you don't want your fries soggy when you get home.
Right, and that's the fee that you pay me for going to get you food.
That's the toll.
Precious, thank you so much for listening, girl. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
You too. 799-1037. You can call us at 414 area code. You can call or text. We'll talk about it next. Hold on. I don't agree with this. No. I don't agree with you guys. I don't understand, but people keep calling in, GA.
Eating
without your significant other is not cheating. No. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Kat just called in. Kat, you say that eating without your significant other is definitely cheating. Why?
It is.
Why
even
to you?
Even though I'm a third shift, I work as a nurse third shift, and we don't have the same schedule as my husband. We've been married for 14 years.
Okay.
If I wake up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and he has lunch and didn't think of me, I'm mad. I don't care where it's from. It's the consideration that they didn't think of you to bring you something or eat with you or share a meal with you.
Right. Okay. So that's your circumstance, though, because you would... Are there other things to eat in the house if he brought something? Would you be able to make something else?
Yeah, but I mean, I just work third shift.
Yeah, come on.
I don't make anything.
And because he didn't get you something, so how long would this argument last then?
Oh, God, there would be no argument over it. I'd be just like, well, okay. Next time think about me.
She'd have the attitude and she wouldn't be talking to you. You know, you'd be like, why are you mad at me? You
okay.
Know.
All right.
I would pin it on the kids. Make sure dad picks up me something else to eat next time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm trying to tell you.
So, Kat, you say in your situation, eating without your significant other, definitely cheating. All right.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you got to think about
it. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening, girl.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You have to think about your significant other when you're going to get stuff to eat.
Every single time, you just have to call them, even if I'm...
Unless you're out of state. Other than that...
Unless you're out of state. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Sorry.
Who's this?
My name?
Yeah, your name. We're talking about eating without your significant other. Is it cheating?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you're not grown enough to make your own food, then...
There you go.
It's not about making your own food.
It's about eating when you're hungry.
It's not about making your own food.
Why are you upset with me? Because this is the same concept as if I'm at the office. Remember when you had offices together? Remember groups of people? Yeah, I remember that too. But you would go and eat something and you'd come back from your lunch and they'd be like, oh, thanks for bringing something for me. I have to take a tally on everybody's hunger every time I go to get food for me.
But you don't live with them. You're not married to them.
Exactly.
No, but it's the same type of circumstance.
Oh, so it's the same type of thing?
Same type of thing, yes.
Oh, you know what, Riggs?
Every single
time. You're going down a deep dark hole right now, buddy.
Why?
So you're comparing your wife to somebody you work with.
And when it comes to eating food, yes, 100%. She's responsible for her hunger.
My name Bennett, I ain't in it. You're in trouble tonight, buddy.
She's responsible for her hunger as much as I'm responsible
for
mine.
I hope she's not listening
right
now.
We're two independent adults.
You guys are fighting tonight.
GA thinks I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
You compared your wife to somebody that you work with.
Yes, when it comes to food, 100%. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Is eating without your significant other considered cheating?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Thank you.
How is it ridiculous?
It is so ridiculous because everybody is on a different schedule. Nobody is on the same schedule. That would be like, I don't know. It just sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, it does.
To me, if I'm going someplace to grab something to eat, hey, baby, I'm at something. You want something?
Yes, yes, it would be nice for the consideration of grabbing something, but it's not mandatory.
No, it's not.
It's mandatory.
No, it's not.
It No.
Look, I'm just saying. Okay. So, all right, let me ask you this then.
Go ahead.
So, like you said, okay, it's nice, but it's not mandatory, but you would rather him call you and ask if you want something to eat, though, wouldn't you?
I would like the gesture.
There it is.
However, that doesn't make it cheating.
No, exactly.
It's cheating. If you go get a 20-piece nugget and not get me a chicken sandwich, I'm mad.
Look, eating isn't cheating. You can ask me. You can ask the streets. Eating is not cheating. End of story.
Eating is not cheating.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out for the week. DJ GA from the night show filling in. And
eating is cheating.
Well, when it comes to eating a meal without your significant other,
right?
We were calling saying that that's cheating because that's like a betrayal.
It's a betrayal.
But Ashley brought up a very good point because now we're putting a label on this saying that it's cheating. So people might think that, well, is it really being cheating as an unfaithful, as in a real betrayal?
I mean,
Ashley, please, you have the floor.
What is the definition of cheating? Is it going and doing something behind somebody's back, or is it specifically doing something with someone else? If you look up the definition of cheating on the internet, there are a lot of different places that say different things.
Like
there are places on the internet that say if you prioritize video games over your girlfriend, it's cheating.
Right.
And that is like an object. And then there is prioritizing people and friends. There's a bunch of different kinds of things you could say are cheating.
True.
But right. I've never seen this clarified on the internet when I've looked up stuff on like cheating or anything
right.
like that.
See,
so what's the definition?
If you ask me, the definition of cheating is doing something. If you're in a relationship with someone, if you do something that you wouldn't do with your significant other in the room or with their knowledge, it's cheating.
Uh-huh.
If you're doing something that you knowingly are hiding from your significant other on purpose,
right?
It's cheating.
So what you're saying is eating is cheating.
I'm talking about with somebody else, though.
Right, true. I mean,
because I haven't broken the sanctity of my marriage by going and eating a Taco Bell without calling her.
Right, right.
But if I meet up with somebody at Taco Bell that's not my wife, and I say, hey, what's up? How you been?
I got a chalupa for you.
Yeah, and I share a meal with them. I like flirt a little bit, and then they go about their business. Now I've entered a realm of something I wouldn't do with my wife around.
That's a different level of cheating.
I would consider that cheating, even if nothing happened. Meeting somebody else on the side like that. Is that what you're talking about, Ashley?
Yeah, I mean, you're doing something behind somebody's back, but in what context are you going and eating behind your significant other's back? I think it should definitely be expected in a relationship to think
true.
Of each other
right.
when you go do anything, not just eating.
Yes, because you're a team.
Considerate of each
gotta stick together.
That doesn't mean that if you forget or you're busy or, you forget to communicate that it's cheating.
Right.
The love doctor says it's cheating.
GA still says it is. Ashley, thank you very much for spinning the topic, though. That's a great point that you bring up there.
She's right about that. Like, if you're doing something behind, like, in all seriousness, if you're doing something behind your significant other's back that you wouldn't do in front of them, wholeheartedly, come on.
That's the true definition of cheating right there.
I mean, you eating without your significant other, that's a different type of cheat.
Right. That's like watching the show ahead of time. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave. How do you feel about the whole situation? What's your input?
So I was actually going to say the same exact thing Ashley just said, was basically putting the label of cheating on it. Redundant. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
That's like an act of betrayal, as you were just saying, too. Like, there's no way would you call it cheating. Now, if I am with somebody and they want to get mad that I go eat without them, listen, I'm a big boy.
Right. Hey, grown man. See? Grown man.
And I'm craving a burrito from Taco Bell. I'm going to get me a burrito from Taco Bell.
Absolutely. Right. If I want a burrito, I'm going to get a burrito, damn it.
Right. I might grab them something if they like something from there.
Yes.
Okay, let's put it like this way. Eating is low-level cheating.
Low-level, I'm sure. Very low-grade fever.
Eating is low-grade cheating.
Hey, dude, thanks.
if my partner calls it low-level cheating and they want to leave, that's what you
do. Right? Why did you break up with your last partner? I had a burrito without them. Yeah, I refused to share.
Exactly. And they didn't bring me the barbecue sauce with my nuggets. It's done.
Hey, dude, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. We got one more phone call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Selena,
you were calling about cheating?
Yes, it totally is cheating.
I'm trying to tell you.
Eating without significant other?
Look, man.
Yes.
It's levels to this.
Let me tell you. And one time my boyfriend lied about it.
Oh, okay. Got caught. Oh, my God.
What did he lie about? Would you smell his breath and go, you ate, didn't you? You didn't you? Didn't you? Let me smell your breath.
He left some napkins.
And he asked me if I was hungry. And I said yes. And maybe like 20 minutes later, he comes back with nothing. So I asked him if he went, and he said no. And then later I saw a McDonald's receipt for that day and time that he asked me about.
God, I got receipts. I've got receipts.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Thank you for calling.
That's how it happens. You got to get rid of the evidence.
You do.
You have to get rid. Man, if you leave a napkin in the car, oh my God.
Throw the receipt
you
away.
You went to Chick-fil-A without me.
I saw the lid from the sauce on the floor.
Dang.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie burning some vacation time this week. And from the night show, DJ GA. What's up?
Yeah, well, they go together now. Ooh. Tiffany Haddish and Common.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's officially official?
It's officially, yeah. There was rumors about them being together, but she finally came out and said they go together. They said they first started dating. Oh, actually, no, she said it got serious. They worked on a charity project for a Black Lives Matter joint.
Okay.
And that's when it got kind of serious. And now she said he got tested, she got tested, and now... Now they officially go together.
They were doing commercials for Bumble, or they were doing like some ads for Bumble.
Yeah, and like I said, also. And he said they were like, you know, they were. It was just friendship then, though.
And then,
and she says she says she loves him. She
said, really?
Yeah. She says she's lost a bunch of weight since she's been with him, and it's not because of him. It's just his energy that he brings. So he's working out, so she works out. You know, they don't eat. They always eat together because she said eating is cheating. It's right here in the article. it's right here in the article. And she says she loves him. And you know she shaved her head, right?
She did?
Yeah, she's bald head.
I didn't know
and
that.
It looks good on. Not everybody can do bald head. Not every woman can do bald head.
Not every man can do bald head either.
And that is true.
I can't do it.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways. And she looks good bald head. And so, you know, he's bald headed. So she said they're twins. But yeah, he said he loves her bald head, though. So she's very happy in this relationship. So big shouts out to Common and Tiffany Haddish. They go together.
They're official, man.
That's what's up.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's burning vacation time this week. DJ GA from The Night Show is filling in this week. Thanks for doing double duty, dude.
Hey,
I do
what I do. You know, so they needed the love doctor this morning.
They needed two dudes in the morning.
Two dudes.
That's why if you're a female lady, please, we need some estrogen in the room. 414-799.
Sometimes we do.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that same number. Have you ever, like... been so excited for something to come out that you literally stood in line and waited for it so you could be one of the first to get it? Have you ever done this before?
Yes.
Like, you see it happen all the time. Probably won't happen as much this year because crowds and COVID
all
and
that,
stuff
yeah.
like that. But like, in the past, I've seen lines are wrapped around city blocks when iPhones are announced. Yeah. Like when they're dropping new iPhones, people were like, oh, I gotta be the first in line to get it.
No, I didn't do that.
I was one of those guys for the iPad when the iPad came out.
Oh, really?
I wanted one really, really bad. And my buddy and I, this was March of 2011.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy and I went out on St. Patrick's Day before we got drunk. It was a Tuesday. And Apple was announced they were releasing the new iPad they had.
Right.
And
yeah, I remember that.
He wanted one and I wanted one. And it was up at Bayshore, the Apple store in Bayshore.
So y'all got y'all tents and everything, chairs.
We didn't go that far.
You didn't have chairs?
We did not have chairs. No, we got there super early and we stood there. We stood in line starting at maybe 4:30 in the morning. And we had flasks. So we drank in line. And then when they opened, an hour before they opened the store, at like 8 o'clock, they were opening at 9, they walked down and they handed everybody a ticket.
Okay.
And they were like, you can come back at this. This is your appointment time to come back later. So I was like, so I waited in line to get a ticket to come back later?
That's why I never did. Because I was geeked about the iPhone, but I didn't wait in line for the iPhone. I pre-ordered it, and they called me. I went and got it. I had it like the first
day. That's the way to do it, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, then there's a new one coming out in September. I'm just going to order it online.
Yeah, I'm getting that,
too. Not going to wait in line anymore, but have you waited in line for something, GA?
Yes.
What did you wait in line for?
If you guys don't know, I'm a gamer.
Okay.
I've been playing video games since Atari. I had the Nintendo. I have the Xbox Series, whatever, X at the house right now.
Uh-huh.
So the Xbox 360. When that first hit,
when
I was
come out?
So it was about the same time, about maybe 2009, 10 around
okay.
there.
Right.
I stood outside of a Target from 9 p.m. all the way until about 8 a.m.
to get an Xbox 360.
Yes, it wasn't just me; it was a bunch of us. Shout out to my man Nino. He was with me, and we had chairs, we had blankets, we had.
What time of year was it?
Oh, it was cold too. It was kind of cold. It was like September.
Oh, so it was starting to get chilly.
Yeah, so it was chilly out there. So yeah. it had to be about 50 of us too. Yeah. All waiting. I had to be about 10 or 11th in line. We were like right at the front, and we stayed there all night. We had people had tents. People had, of course, we had our chairs. People had footballs. We were playing around, throwing footballs around, and all that stuff. Yeah.
So you just made it like tailgating almost. Yeah. Were you eating food? Did you have booze too?
I'm not a big drinker, but there were people out there that did.
Okay.
It was a great experience, but. I said I'd never do it again.
Was it worth it? Did you get it?
Yes.
Did you go and play
it? I got it. Oh, yes. I was good. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Did you like hold it in your hands and make sure that nobody stole it from
you? Yes, I was super geeked.
Anybody running up attempting to get it? Like, nope, I've been here for 12 hours. This is mine.
The news was out there and everything. I don't think I made the news, though.
You should have made the news. 414-799-1037. So what's something that you waited in line for? You waited in line in the past for it. Maybe it was a toy. Could have been Black Friday. I don't know. We're not going to judge.
I don't do Black Friday.
You don't? Yeah, all right.
I understand why people do, but I've never, like, once I did the Xbox 360 thing, I was like, okay, that's the last time.
That's enough for you?
Yeah, that was it.
I'm not like that either, but mm-hmm. I was the iPad the one time, that's the only time I ever did it.
But you were drinking too, it don't count.
I was. It was St. Patrick's Day. 414-799-1037. What's something that you once stood in line for? How long did you wait? We want to know. Next, hang on, it's Kiss. 103.7. Kiss FM, what's up? It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out for the week, burning some vacation time.
Burning a little something.
In from the night show, DJ GA. We're talking about the things that you've stood in line for because you were excited of their announcement. You wanted to be the first to get it. I think a lot of people have done it before. Maybe more in the past, pre-COVID.
No,
than
actually, you know what? I beg to differ because of the Jordans and stuff like that.
One at Mayfair. I remember they wrapped it outside
people,
the store.
Yeah. I've always seen people outside the store.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. We're talking to Stephanie this morning. Stephanie, what's something you waited in line for?
Hey, yeah. So I didn't necessarily wait for any objects or items. I more always would wait in line for concerts. I remember in high school, majority of the time, the concert, let's say, started at the Rave at like 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
I would be there 7 a.m.
Okay.
waiting all day for a concert.
What was the concert? Do you remember one of the concerts you waited in line for?
Yeah, it was 1975. That was one I specifically remember waiting for.
And all right.
I would not do that again today, but
right.
It was an experience for sure.
What was the weather like when you were waiting? What were you weathering, like cold weather, hot weather? Was it okay weather? What was it?
It was cold because I remember it was actually one of the shows that you guys did. Halloween dress up or costume or whatever. So it was in October, and it was
cold.
Oh,
it
yeah,
was
man,
cold.
Yeah, October.
Yeah, I was a dedicated fan back then. That's for sure.
Well, you're a dedicated fan now because you're still listening to us.
That's right.
Oh yeah, of course. Always. I'm more dedicated in the sense of waiting 12 hours outside.
Right.
So yeah. Dedicated you guys today. But
well, now we got the internet. You just keep hitting refresh on your internet browser.
Right.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. 414-799-1037. Yeah, wait in line for concerts.
Yeah, waiting for concert tickets. I forgot about that.
Yeah, 799-1037. You can also text. Somebody texted in. They said, my husband and I waited 30 minutes at a Landmark Credit Union drive-thru to make a car payment on Tuesday. All right. That's
30 minutes
wait.
To make a car payment? Yeah. I got to wait 30 minutes to give you my money?
Nah.
That's crazy.
Well, we still own the car. We'll take the car right back.
Hey, that is true.
Thanks, bank. 414-799-1037. Another text. My husband and I visited New York. Got up at 4 a.m. for standby tickets for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Only to wait in line for 8 hours and have people in... Oh, hold on. Home. They waited in line for Jimmy Fallon, and they wound up getting on the show. That's pretty awesome.
Well, that's you know what? I never thought about it. You got to wait that long to get on shows like that in New York and stuff?
It is true. I have a friend that went to be on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
It was when Justin Timberlake was performing on SNL.
Oh.
And she flew all the way to New York and waited in line all night. All night. And she got a standby ticket and still didn't get in.
You waited all
night? She waited all night for it, yeah. So she ended up going to a bar and watching it on TV.
Wow.
Waste of time, right? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Autumn.
What up, Autumn? What's something you waited in line for?
It was actually when I was a kid, my mom used to take me to like the midnight showings of the Harry Potter movies.
Oh.
I remember sitting there from like noon until midnight just to see these movies, and I would do it without like any nap or anything like that. That's like something that I've definitely hardcore waited in line for.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you were a kid, you were probably reading the books while you were waiting in line, so it didn't bother you.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no. My mom read them to me.
Oh, she did? Nice.
I'm not a super huge Harry Potter fan, but I remember the craze of how that was. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, we would go and, like, people would be dressed up as, like, Hagrid and McGonagall and Harry. And
you were one of those. That's great.
Like that.
That's great, man. That's awesome. But you stood in line for Harry Potter. For how long again?
Like, 12 hours.
Jeez.
Did you guys have chairs and stuff, or did you just have to stand?
We planned it out. We brought our Harry Potter blankets, and we sat outside.
Nice.
You had to have the Harry Potter blankets.
Of course you
It
do.
Wouldn't have been right.
Absolutely. And then we wouldn't even...
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you soon. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Harry Potter.
This is Amanda.
Amanda, what did you wait in line for?
So my husband and I got married in Vegas on 11-11-11.
Okay.
The marriage license, we stayed up all night and went to the courthouse at 8 a.m. and stood in line for 2 hours.
Did you get your marriage license at 11-11 as well?
No, we were like six in line, so it was like 9-10 or something.
Were a lot of people trying to get that for their wedding date?
What's that?
Were a lot of people trying to get that for their wedding date?
Oh, yeah. It was like one of the biggest dates to get married out there.
Because my wife and I, we did 1-1-11. That's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah. See, and he picked it, so it was easy to remember. So
easy to remember.
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
You can never forget it.
Nice.
Keep you out of trouble, Riggs.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Thanks. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. Would you mind turning down your radio real quick? And then telling us, what's something you waited in line for?
I am a big meet and greet person.
Okay.
I waited in line for a lot of the guys in the Marvel Comic Cons and all that. But the longest line that I waited in was Chris Hemsworth. He was at Ace Comic Con last year in Chicago. And
okay.
The line was just absolutely atrocious, and I didn't think that we were going to get a chance to actually meet him. I had my wife, my kid. You know, we're really big into this sort of thing. And
yeah.
Right.
He luckily added. As we're waiting, he added Sunday to his lineup. You know, so he was there Friday, he was there Saturday. We were in line waiting to buy the tickets, you know, before the actual event. And then, you know, the line, I don't know, 500-600 people. And then they added Sunday, so we just squeezed in and ended up meeting him on Sunday.
Isn't it so neat, though, when you finally meet him, though? How cool was it to walk up and be like, oh, my God, it's Thor.
Right, yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, I try to go out of my way to just be myself and not be starstruck.
Right.
Right, but sometimes, you know, bruh.
But when it was like Thor, you know, we met Captain America, Chris Evans, but Thor was the big one because he doesn't come around that often, and he's just massive. Like, you know, he looks big on TV already, but, I mean, when you're standing next to him...
Is he a big guy?
He's a big guy.
He's like 6'3".
He's son of Odin. Come on.
Right?
Yeah. Son of Odin.
He's a big guy. He's the God of Thunder, man. That's awesome. Sure. So you ended up waiting in line and meeting Chris Hemsworth. That's pretty cool, dude. Thanks so much for calling, Jason. We appreciate you listening.
And I'm a big Marvel man myself, too, man. So I feel you, bro.
I can totally get that.
Yeah.
100%. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Thank you so much for your calls and your texts. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie taking the week off for vacation, burning some time. DJ GA from the night show is coming in.
That's right.
Well, they want us to burn our time. They told us. They were like, nobody used any vacation. We're like, we can't go anywhere for vacation. We've been stuck here.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
We've been
stuck here.
I've just been working. I said, you want to take vacation? I'm like, where am I going?
And if you think Allie's on vacation, you're wrong. She's at home sleeping.
Actually, no, she's gardening.
That's all she does. Yeah. She does love cutting down stuff in her yard. Today, DJGA, August the 6th. It's a Thursday, but it's also National Root Beer Float Day. Did you know about this?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know they can get a free root beer float today? Free? With a capital F? I said the F word on the radio. I said free.
Shh, you can't say that.
Free. It's a free root beer float giveaway. And it's going to be the world's largest root beer float drive-through. Free floats for all in Glendale at the Sprecher Brewing Company. It's going on from noon until 8 today. Anybody that gets one, anybody that's in line, will get a free float. And they're attempting to give away just a boatload of these things, man. A whole bunch of them. And they're encouraging people to make donations to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin while they're there as well. So they're raising some money for some good causes. David Crowley, Milwaukee County Executive, is going to be there handing some out from noon to 2.
David, what's happening?
He's a nice guy. Yeah. We had him on the show a couple months ago. Nice guy. Very nice dude.
I might have to slide through there. I don't know how long the wait is going to be, but... If it's legit, I might me and the Tahoe might slide through.
Well, they said to anticipate longer lines between like noon and 1, about like post lunch rush, and like 5 and 6 for the dinner rush, or where the longer lines will probably be. But for a free root beer float on a day like today, it's going to be gorgeous outside. So they got Sprecher Root Beer and Cedar Crest Ice Cream making it happen at the Sprecher Brewing Company on Glendale Avenue in Glendale. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, you gotta say Sprecher, right?
Sprecher.
No, Sprecher.
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 Sprecher. I don't even know
her. y'all got Sprecher root beer?
You got Sprecher up in here? You know, the Sprecher low-cal root beer is amazing, by the way. Next time you go through, I'm serious.
I'm gonna get it this weekend.
If you're a calorie counter and you don't like a lot of sugar in your drinks, like the root beer Sprecher is amazing, but the low-cal one, it looks like it says local, L-O-C-A-L, local, low-cal one, so good.
I'm gonna try it this weekend and I'm gonna tag you.
And it's even better when you put vanilla vodka in it. I only know that because I know that.
What about vanilla Ciroc?
That's fine too. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial free with St. John Roses.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, Allie is out for the week, burning some vacation time. DJ GA from The Night Show filling in her absence. What's going on? What's happening?
Well, you said you love a reboot.
I do sometimes, depending on the show. And they don't ruin it.
Well, let me do this. Okay, I'm gonna give you a hint of what the show is.
Okay.
Hit it, Riggs.
All right. Oh my God, it sounds a little bit older. A little bit older, right? Hold on.
What show is this?
Joangelo, who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
You're absolutely correct, sir.
What? They're redoing Who's the Boss?
Their reboot. It's a reboot.
Now, is it a? I wonder if it's a continuation of where it ended, because that show ended a while ago.
Well, that's what they're. Well, they're saying the premise is everybody. Well, Alyssa Milano has signed on, and her boyfriend, he signed on to, like, Tony and what is her name?
Tony, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, he's not officially signed on, but he supports. But you know, they're probably going to be in it. That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they said they've been a pretty tight bunch. And of those of you guys who are not familiar with Who's the Boss, it's a TV series that ran 1984 to 1992, and it had my girl Alyssa Milano. I had a crush on her.
Alyssa Milano, yes.
Yeah, I had a crush on her. Yeah.
That show took her off, man, because then she did she did tons of movies after that.
And then she did Charmed, too. I liked her in Charmed,
too. That's what it was.
Yes. So, and my sister, shout out to my sister. She loved Who's the Boss. She got me watching it because my sister was a walking TV guide. Do you guys remember the TV guides?
I remember TV guide, yeah. I remember having to look TV up guide. And find out what was being going to be on TV.
Yes.
In the newspaper.
No. My sister knew.
Speaking of Throwback Thursday. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so,
did they say what channel it's going to be on, or if it's going to be on one of those NBA and NBC streaming thing? Because NBC has this new one called Peacock where they have their own shows on their own streaming service. Like CBS All Access did that.
You know
HBO
what?
Max did that too. Netflix is, of course, a streaming service. Hulu. I'm I'm just wondering which one it would be on.
They didn't say.
They didn't say it.
Yeah,
right, well,
but they all tweeted. They're excited to tell their story. Tony did and Melissa did. It's like, so it's going down.
Who's the boss coming back?
Who's the boss?
Great.
Hey, Alyssa Milano.
What's up, girl? All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. It's Throwback Thursday. Who knows the 90s this morning?
Who knows them?
414-799-1037. Becky's in Racine. Racine.
Yes.
Racine.
Becky with the good hair. Hey.
Becky, what are you doing this morning? Are you driving to work, driving from work? You have the day off. What's going on with you?
I'm driving to work.
Nice. Where are you allowed to say where you work at?
I work for a retirement plan company.
Okay, cool. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back and forth with a couple 90s questions. You and GA, first one to get three wins. All right?
All right.
The winner gets bragging rights.
All right.
Or go get a root beer float today for free.
That's right.
I can tell you where to get one for free.
They're doing them at Sprecher, Glendale. Starts at noon. All right. Becky, we'll let you go first. You ready to play?
Ladies first.
Yeah. All right. They could be anything from video games to music to pop culture to movies, TV, anything 90s. All bets are off. All right. Here we go.
I'm ready.
First question to you, Becky. What links these three things together? A banana peel, Bowser, and the mushroom cup?
Super Mario Brothers.
Specifically which one?
Mario Kart.
There you go. That's correct. Could have been Mario anything, though.
I was thinking Super Mario Bros.
She got it correct with it was Mario Kart.
Huh.
By the way.
But that's not necessarily true.
Why is that not true?
Because those are all in Mario.
Yeah, but the mushroom cup was in Mario Kart. It's semantics now.
The banana split is only Mario Kart.
Yeah, the banana peel is only in Mario Kart.
Actually, you're right.
See?
Okay, you're right. Okay.
All right. 1 point for Becky. GA, you're up next.
All right.
GA.
Let's go.
What links these three things together? AJ, Howie, and Nick.
What?
AJ, Howie, and Nick. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Becky, you want to steal it?
Backstreet Boys.
There you go. Backstreet's back. All right.
Hey, I don't know their names. I just know the song. I'm a DJ. If you would have said the song, I would have known.
Were you Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, Becky?
I was more NSYNC.
Hey, me too, Becky.
I was more 98 Degrees.
Ooh.
Did she just look at you? Okay.
All right. Not mad at that. All right. 2 points for Becky. 1 point for GA.
No points for me.
No points for you at all right now. She just stole that one from you.
I'm at a donut.
All right, Becky, you can steal the game with this one. What does the fashion label FUBU stand for?
For Us, By Us.
For Us, By Us is correct.
Did I just...
You just got swept by Becky, dude.
Did I not have any points?
No. I'll let you try this one.
All right.
Because I do have another question.
Okay.
I'll let you get 1 point so you have some skin in the game, GA.
Okay.
Name this character. I'm a dinosaur with two small arms. I come to life in a child's imagination. Before I finish each episode, I like to sing about how much I love you. What am I? Your girl was just talking about this yesterday on FaceTime. She's going to punch you if you don't know this.
Oh, Barney!
Barney the dinosaur. Thank you.
Barney. Hey, look.
I love you.
I wasn't a big Barney man. You weren't? No.
I can sing the Barney Bag song, and I can sing the I Love You song.
Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination.
Oh, that's the song?
Yeah.
Yep,
that's it.
I don't know.
Becky, thanks for playing this morning with Who Knows the 90s. You clearly know the 90s.
I clearly don't know.
Not today, at least. Not today. Becky, thanks so much for playing. Thanks for listening, and Racine, have a great day down there, girl.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
See ya. It was 103.7 Kiss FM. Barney the dinosaur.
And New Kids on the... What's it? No, it was... Who was it?
Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back,
what
bro.
What was their names?
AJ, Howie, and Nick. You don't remember them?
I
couldn't tell you the other ones. AJ, Howie, Nick, Brian, Kevin. There it is.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Sorry, you know this one, right?
Hey, Nick Lachey was in that, right?
Nick Carter was the Backstreet Boys.
Look.
Nick Lachey was 98 Degrees.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Do you know who this is, at least? Who is this?
Missy Elliott.
And Sierra! You want some more, GA? You want some more of this?
Yeah, man. I'm feeling like I can't believe I didn't get anything.
For the Who Knows the 90s trivia we just did a couple minutes ago, you got smoked by Becky.
Smoked by Becky.
She goose egged you, man.
In Racine.
So, do you want a couple other 90s questions?
Yeah, let me see.
I've got a literal stack of questions here.
All right, let's go. I think I'm ready. Let me see what I can.
Let me just pull into the middle of the deck here and I'll pull one out for you.
Let me see.
I don't even know if you get this one.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
What uber popular country singer from the 90s released a pop rock album under a fake name, Chris Gaines? You know who? It was a guy who recorded albums, a country singer, very famous country singer, and then he recorded one under a name, Chris Gaines. He was like this alter ego personality.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Friends in Low Places, there's your hint.
I have no idea.
Garth Brooks?
You know Garth Brooks? Garth Brooks did that?
Garth Brooks did that, yes.
I didn't even know that.
He had like an alter ego, and he like dyed his hair, and he put on like eyeliner.
Chase Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
No, what was his?
Chris Gaines was his other persona. Chris Gaines.
I don't know that one.
All right, how about this one? Let's see. It was the free file sharing software that allowed users to share music and movies.
Napster!
There you go, Napster.
I know that one.
See, you know that one.
Yes.
Did you use Napster back in the day?
A little bit.
I did too.
A little bit. Don't tell nobody.
I did too.
Don't tell nobody.
I did too.
I don't want the people coming after me.
I know. Let's see. How many feet did you get in a roll of bubble tape?
Six.
6 feet is correct. There it is. Look at you.
Give me one more. I'm on a roll. Call me Butter, baby.
Which of the following was not an MP3 player in the 90s? The Microsoft Zune, the Apple iPod, the Dell DJ, or the Sony Fly?
Sony Fly.
Sony Fly is correct.
Let's go, baby.
Look at you.
Let's go,
Look
baby.
At you. You're sweeping them now. You're sweeping them. How about this one? What were the names of the twins on the sitcom Sister Sister?
Tia and Tamara.
Tia and Tamara, look at you.
Hey, somebody put me out. I'm on fire.
Let's see.
What you got? Give me one more. I think I got this. I think Tia and Tamara, what's happening?
All right. We'll go with another movie.
Okay.
This person was awarded the Medal of Honor for Vietnam. Some of his prized possessions were a ping pong paddle and his Curious George book. He's seen lots of things, but nothing compares to his home in Greenbow, Alabama. Who is it?
So stupid is what stupid does.
Uh-huh. What's his
Come
name?
Come on, Forrest, my dog.
Forrest Gump. There you go. See? There you go.
I was running.
Jenny, I ain't got no legs. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's burning her vacation this week. DJ GA from The Night Show is in this morning.
Yeah, we just chilling.
Been hanging out this week.
Yeah.
You know.
Two dudes.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. DJ GA, did you learn anything on our show this morning? We've been on since 6. Have you learned anything? Because I learned something about you.
Well, I learned about you that you stood in line to get an iPad on... What is it? St. Patty's Day. Flasks.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to drink on St. Patty's Day. I'm not going to not drink on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm surprised they didn't kick you out of line for drinking.
They didn't see it. But they don't see that.
Oh, you were taking a nip of the, like, and putting it away like on the movies?
Well, yes. I had like a green blazer on that I was wearing like a leprechaun jacket. And I was sipping a little Jameson out of my jacket.
Top of the morning to you.
All right. I waited in line for an iPad.
Yeah,
right.
I'm surprised.
But I learned something about you.
Okay.
I learned that you think that eating is cheating.
Eating is cheating.
And I disagree with you, but we have to agree to disagree.
Well, the listeners agreed with me.
Now,
90% of the listeners agree with me.
Now, hold on. Get your mind out of the gutter, because we're talking about when you're in a relationship with somebody and you live with them, and you go out and you get food and don't call or offer them anything, and it's you just eat on your own.
There's different levels of cheating, and that's low-level cheating.
That is a low-level cheating.
But it's still cheating.
In your mind. I still say no. I'm a grown man. I'll eat when I want.
I'm a grown man, too.
You're a grown woman. You eat when you want.
But look, you better, if you stop somewhere,
you better make the courtesy call. Otherwise, you're a cheater. That's what GA says. Make sure you hang out tonight, 7 o'clock. We got the Throwback Thursday mix with you, right?
It's on and popping. No diggity, no doubt.
You got requests for it? You can text them to 414-799-1037. It's KISS FM with Billy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.